Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. As we conclude our series, A Catch of a Lifetime, scriptures coming from Luke chapter 5, verse 1 through 11, I'm advised that you read that whole chapter. But as we pick it up, we see Jesus' response to the disciples telling them to fear not. And Jesus tells them to fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. The disciples were so amazed at the multitude of fish that they caught, and at the time that they caught them, they understood it was a miracle. And when they saw that, they knew that they could trust Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior, their provider. And Jesus tell them not to fear. He did not want them to fear leaving their comfort zone. Simon and these guys were used to fishing. It was a part of their life. But now they were going to leave their comfort zone and follow Jesus 100%. And then I'm pretty sure that Jesus was telling them to fear not. Don't fear the unknown. You can trust me. So Jesus was calming their nerves and tell them to have faith in me. The Bible tells us the just shall live by faith. Jesus told them that, you know, the catch of fish was great, but henceforth thou shalt catch men. And if we're Christian folks, that's exactly what we should be doing, catching men. We are so busy in the church doing a million things, but have not yet come to the realization that our mission is to win lost souls at all costs. For Christ's sake, he gave his life for that. And that's what we should be doing also. So as we look at the catch of a lifetime, it was not the multitude of fishes, but it was the fishermen themselves that was caught. Because look at their response in verse 11. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Wow. What are you holding on to? What's holding you back for forsaking all and following Jesus 100%? What is it? What is your idol you have set up? What is your box? What is your comfort zone that is stopping you from serving the Lord 100%? Now, they used to catch fish to die. Now they will be rescuing men to live. What a change of plans. When Jesus Christ changes your plans, it's for the better. To follow Jesus 100%, we must deny ourselves. If we don't deny ourselves, the Bible tells us the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We must deny ourselves. We must not fear. We must come out of our comfort zone and trust Jesus Christ for everything. And what we need to do is remove all excuses. And as Simon said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will do it. No matter what I think, no matter how I feel, Lord, your word said, do it, I'm going to do it. And I trust you for the outcome. A catch of a lifetime was not the fish, but it was the fishermen themselves. They are not now catching fish to die, but they will be rescuing men to live. Let the Lord use you. If you need help in learning how to catch or rescue men to live, please contact me at minutesoftruth.org, and we will show you how you can witness and be the fisherman for Jesus Christ. We thank you for listening to this series. Please leave your comments on our website, and may God be with you.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org, and remember, God's word is life.